Republican lawmakers to Fauci, "We are coming for you whether you retire or not." By Joshua Klein on August 22, 2022. Following White House Chief Medical Advisor and Director of the NIAID Dr. Anthony Fauci's recent announcement that he will step down from his government positions in December, Republican lawmakers insisted the nation's top epidemiologist would still be subject to investigations into his questionable role in the COVID pandemic and the country's response in combating it. GOP officials took to Twitter Monday to hold the 81-year-old Fauci, who is currently the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, the chief of the NIAID Laboratory of Immunoregulation, and chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden, accountable for his failed leadership. "Make no mistake, my colleagues and I will hold Dr. Fauci accountable whether or not he remains in public office," wrote Arizona Representative Andy Biggs. He also attributed the closures of schools and churches, the unemployment of tens of millions of Americans, as well as draconian and anti-science mandates, and an increase in domestic violence, child abuse, drug abuse, and suicide rates to Fauci's guidance. Representative Daryl Lisa, RCA, maintained that Fauci's stepping down won't stop a Republican Congress from telling the truth about his disastrous tenure and holding him accountable for the mistakes he made and the lies he told. "Republicans must remain committed to holding Fauci accountable even after he steps down to make sure no one in his position ever abuses the public trust again," wrote Representative Jim Banks, RN, chairman of the Republican Study Committee. "Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic," wrote Senator Rand Paul, RKY. "He will be asked to testify under oath regarding any discussions he participated in concerning the lab leak." Fauci announcing his resignation today doesn't change anything, he added in another tweet. "The American people deserve to know whether any NIH employees have a self-interest in approving a vaccine or any drug, and I will continue to push for full transparency." Dr. Fauci lost the trust of the American people when his guidance unnecessarily kept schools closed and businesses shut while obscuring questions about his knowledge on the origins of COVID, wrote House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA. "He owes the American people answers," he added. A House GOP majority will hold him accountable. Fauci is stepping down in December to try and avoid scrutiny from a Republican House that will take over in January, wrote Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado. "Understand this loud and clear, Anthony, we are coming for you whether you retire or not," she added. "You will not get away with what you did to America." In January, a GOP Congress should hold Fauci fully accountable for his dishonesty, corruption, abuse of power, and multiple lies under oath, wrote Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. "Never in our nation's history has one arrogant bureaucrat destroyed more people's lives," he added. "Retirement can't shield Dr. Fauci from congressional oversight," wrote Representative James Comer of Kentucky. "The American people deserve transparency and accountability about how government officials use their taxpayer dollars, and a GOP oversight will deliver," he added. Memo to Dr. Fauci: just because you resign, doesn't mean you can't be called to testify before Congress, wrote Congressman Byron Donalds, RFL. "Don't worry, Fauci. We'll bring you back for your performance review when we take back the House and Senate in November," wrote Representative Burgess Owens of Utah. "Fauci isn't getting off that easily," warned Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson. "When Republicans take the majority, Fauci should be ready to receive a subpoena," he added. "You cannot lie to Congress and the American people without consequence. We will hold this fraud accountable." Dems refused to hold a single hearing on COVID origins and gain-of-function funding. "That changes when we take the majority," wrote House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, RLA. "Good thing Fauci will now have lots of time to testify about what he knew about the Wuhan lab and his bad guidance that kept schools/businesses closed," he added. On Monday, Fauci revealed he would be leaving his positions in December of this year to pursue the next chapter of his career. His decision significantly moves up the timeline of his retirement, as he said in July that he would resign at the end of Biden's first term. Fauci's announcement also coincides with Republicans vowing to investigate his work should they take power in November. Reacting to the news of his planned retirement, President Joe Biden praised Fauci in a statement reacting to the news of his planned retirement. Whether you've met him personally or not, he has touched all Americans' lives with his work, the president said. I extend my deepest thanks for his public service. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.